start.
You can, I'll let you.
Right, so first song, I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you to worship you this morning. We thank you for who you are and for what you do. For you are the one and only true and living God, one God in three persons. Father, Son, and Spirit. And when we look at all that you have done, it's amazing, for you created this world. You have loved people right from the beginning. And we know that you care for all people. We know that you desire that we should all be one family. We thank you for sending your Son into the world to be the Savior, to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. We thank you that when he died on the cross, as he had promised, on the third day, he rose again. And we know, we have proof that Jesus is the risen Lord, the one who died but rose again. And we know that as Jesus had said, when he returned to you, O God, that he would then be sending, or you would be sending, the Spirit to be with us. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that you've cared for us, how you've cared for your church, how you've cared for your people. O Lord, you are a wonderful God, and we thank you. We do pray that the time will come when peace will reign in your world. We pray, Lord, for wisdom, for leaders, for all people who have any kind of authority. Lord, we pray that more and more people will be willing to follow your ways. And Lord, as we look around in the world, we know that there are many needs, but we also know, and we thank you, that there are many people who serve you and who serve each other. We thank you for all that's done by people for people. And we rejoice, Lord, in the goodness that we see in your world. Lord, we know that your church is ready to go forward, to go further forward, to become more and more the church of the world. And Lord, we thank you for our own small fellowship. We thank you for each one of us that gathered here this morning. But Lord, we have special prayer for those that couldn't be with us. We know that John and Margaret would be at their church if only they could. But that time has passed by, and they cannot leave their home without someone helping them. And we thank you, Lord, for all that Bruce does for them. And we pray you could continue to use him. Lord, we pray for Stuart. Lord, how we miss him. We thank you, Lord, for him. We thank you for his faith. We thank you, Lord, for the way that he has put his faith in you over so many years. And we pray that you would be his close companion. We pray that you would be his healer. We pray, Lord, that you would be all that he requires at this time. And Lord, we pray for Jean as she looks after him. We thank you, Lord, and ask that you would keep her safe, Lord, and equip her for her service. We think today, Lord, of Jilly and Robert. We pray, Lord, that whilst they're away, you would keep them safe, and that you would bring them back to us at the right time. We bring our private prayers, prayers that nobody else will hear, but you hear them, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you that we can come to you at any time, and you're always ready to hear our prayers. And so, Lord, we commit all that is on our minds today. We bring to you all the people that we're thinking of. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with us all, that we might truly know your presence, that we might truly know your power, and that we might seriously know the truth of your love. So, Lord, we bring our prayer in the wonderful and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, I wonder. Give you a telling of all the special reasons why you chose this. And of course, it's all linked in with Bruce's message later. But I can't do the job that Billy does, so I'm just going to say, Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parents and your loving care.
Share the reading with us this morning. Thank you, Brian.
Bible reading, Luke 12, 20, verses 22 to 31. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will clothe you, or you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Well, the next song Jim's chosen is I'm Special. Can I just ask you, who knows this one? You do? Not many people.
Can you sing a solo for it? Yes. Okay, we're just going to do a solo. So if I just sing it through first,
and then we can sing it through twice.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I wasn't sure how many people would know it.
Notice of the truth of God's message to us this morning. We are worth more than we think. We're special. We are special in God's eyes. You know, many people suffer from what has been labeled by some as low self-esteem or low self-image. For whatever reason, they don't think very highly of themselves. They don't like how they look, or they feel inadequate in one way or another. Many of them let their perception of themselves affect them to the point where they withdraw into a shell of sadness and loneliness. Others try to compensate for their perceived shortcomings by putting on a mask of self-assurance or making themselves into someone that they are not. But you know, my friends, God's desire is for us to view ourselves through Him. To Him we have great worth. This is the answer to any self-esteem problems that we might have. And so, let's look at it a bit more closely. Our worth is grounded in creation. From a purely physical standpoint, the human body is made up of materials that are worth very little. But to God, yes, to God we are priceless. Why? Because He created us. God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female. He created them. You see, God has declared that we are special to Him even before we were born. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before any of them came to be. So, does it follow that if we are priceless to the Creator of the universe, surely we should not think poorly of ourselves? We should never think of ourselves as worthless or useless, not if we claim a relationship to the great God who made us, the great God who created us. Next, our worth is measured by God's sovereign care. You know, Jesus masterfully drove this point home in one of His teachings. We heard in the reading, didn't we? Even when a single seemingly insignificant sparrow falls to the ground, it does not happen outside our Father's care or apart from the Father's knowledge. You see, Jesus pointed out that if God is so concerned about one little sparrow, how much more do we think He is concerned about us? Yeah, the answer is much more. Yes, more. Jesus said, you are worth more than many sparrows. And Jesus didn't stop there, did He? We and all believers are too important to our Father that He has numbered, yes, He has numbered the very hairs of our head. What's our worth to God? Well, medical experts estimate that there are more than 100,000 hair roots on the human scalp, and that the average man loses and sprouts about 100 hairs a day. And we're told that this probably also applies to the ladies. You know, it's truly amazing that God has every hair numbered. You see, that's how important we are to Him. The next point, our worth is determined by, listen to this, our worth is determined by our closeness to Jesus. Some people suffer from a self-low image because they continually think they aren't worth anything to anybody. But you know, others have just the opposite problem. They have a huge ego and they think that there is nothing they can't do. They think they're worth everything. But notice this. Both types of people have their focus on themselves and on their own abilities or their own lack of them. And you know, as Christians, we must realize that our worth comes from Jesus alone. Yes, only from Jesus. He said, I am your vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, the basis of our worth is our identity in and with Jesus. It's that simple and that fantastic. Apart from him, by eternal standards, we are incapable of accomplishing anything. From the human standpoint, there are many men and women who are successful. That's because they think they are. That's because we measure success in terms of our annual salary or our square footage of our home, our big it is, our level of education, our job stature, our talent, our physical beauty, professional standing. Oh yes, but true worth comes only when we abide in Jesus, staying closely connected with him, because Jesus alone is truly worthy. And it is in him that we possess our worth. You know, there's no greater worth than living and working with Jesus, working and living in us. Yes. I have been crucified with Christ, Scripture tells us, and I no longer live, but Jesus lives in me. And then again, another point. Our worth has a purpose. So don't go home and think, oh, well, because I'm special to God, that's it. It's not it. Our worth has a purpose. We are special to God because we are his creation. That we are special to him is proven by the fact that God in his grace reached out and saved us. For what purpose? We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. Why? To do, the Bible says, good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. He also puts his spirit in us and gives us unique spiritual gifts so that we could serve him and his people. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. These spiritual gifts are special abilities which we possess, given to us by God, so that we can minister to the needs of fellow believers. Other believers are depending on us to use our gifts, to strengthen them, to encourage them. We are worth something, my friends, to all believers. We are worth something to each other. But what does this really mean for us? Well, as we've seen, God's word repeatedly assures us of our worth to God. Yes, he created us. He gave us his Son to die for our sins. He placed his Holy Spirit in us to guide and instruct us. And he has promised that someday we will live forever with him in heaven. So you see, God has definitely done his part to prove that we are valuable to him. And now it's our turn. We are saved for a purpose. We are special to God because he wants to work through us. And we know, don't we, that God has a great love for the lost, for those that cannot claim to know him, or for those who reject him, for those who think it's a joke. But my friends, we are worth a lot to God. We are worth more and more than we can ever think. But it is for a purpose. We are here to serve each other because we need each other. But we're also here to serve those who do not know him, do not care for him. So, we need to view any limitation that we think we might have in opportunities to trust God. We are to depend on God and his strength in the midst of any weakness that we might find we have. So, let us remember our worth is not based on us and what we can do, but it is based on what God has done and will do in our lives. And we know that he wants us to guide and help and love each other. He wants us to guide and to lead people who are, as we say, lost to the faith. Wouldn't it be wonderful if, accepting that we are special to God, that at the same time we are special because he has that purpose for us. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to reach out to those who do not know him. My friends, just think. You, each one of us, are special to our God. But I wonder, do we really fulfill all that we should in his name and for his glory? Amen.
Strong.
Now we come to celebrate communion. We know that this was what Jesus wanted of us. He shared with his disciples, and the church has been coming ever since to celebrate that Jesus gave his body and his blood for us. So, come because Jesus loves you and he died on the cross for you. Come and meet the risen Lord Jesus, for not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Come and bring your concerns and your problems to him and believe that he will deal with them for you. Come, like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility. And let us go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, now as we come and as we take the bread and the wine, symbols of your body and blood given so freely for us, Lord, as we take these elements, may we really realize the depth of sacrifice that you made on our behalf. And may we be truly thankful. We know that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Brian. We also know that Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it," Jesus said, "do this in memory of me." Jean, I wonder whether... Let us raise our glasses and be truly thankful. Lord, we thank you for our time together. Now we ask that as we go to our families and friends and to our homes, may we know and be reminded that you go with us. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may your blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and all whom we love, both now and forever. Amen. And now we sing our last song. Thank you, Richard.
The last one is Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love, Tender and True. The food bank. Now let us come and gather together. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of